chanje palo dan chanje je baje je je menjo zanje do ma zanje chodo so ji so nam dan chanje palo dan chanje je baje je je sanje do ma zanje chodo so ji so nam dan chanje palo dan
So we have been looking at this topic, the eight categories, for the past, 2 weeks, yeah? If there's anything that you would like me to clarify, or if you have any specific difficulty, pertaining to what we have covered, maybe you can ask me right now. Yeah.
Jigdan tandati, pashumde chapore chashi tamazo. Jigdan nichi ni tandatu chishi yamara duya tuki yamara. Ani kande dusta pena.
We are not looking at this into detail, right? We're not studying this the eight categories and the 70 topics in detail, because it is just not possible here. So what we have been doing, or what we will continue to do, is to get a kind of a rough idea of what the eight categories are and what the 70 topics are. So, yeah. For many of you, this is probably the first time that you're looking at this topic, right now that there's really so many new terms that you have to digest. Yeah, so even just learning the terms alone, yeah, will take some time. Yeah, so. But you have to pay attention to the terms. Yes, they may be unfamiliar, but you have to learn the terms. Especially those of you who want to study in the long run. So this is necessary as a basis for the future if there's an opportunity to study the great treatises in detail. Yeah, so your work starts now. Okay?
Yeah.
The question is about the last lesson about the Mahayana achieving. Can Karen Boucher please clarify? There's this part at the beginning about the objects of intent. and then something about the bodhisattva, you know, when practicing to achieve the objects of intent of the Mahayana achieving, something about focusing on these particular objects, such as virtue, non-virtue, and unspecified. I didn't understand what is meant by focusing on virtue, non-virtue, and unspecified, in the sense that, is this...
Mikpa said so. Kichi to show.
Mikpa, dear. Mikpa. Mikpa. Tin to be Mikpa. Tin to be Mikpa.
Otoxini, that to not. Kazanshuan, she said, but the same gay said it, the same gay soft shoe, Mosum to top it, touched him be she is in it. Namjin se ta semke so se ta tinala kare yorsina chu chuti ta semgen ni jung de parki ta chuti tuksini ta tuksini dise ki yore.
So the as you know, the definition of exalted knower of aspects is a fully developed exalted wisdom directly realizing the 10 topics, mind generation, and so forth. So the so forth here refers to the rest of the topics that make up the topics that illustrate the exalted knower of aspects.
Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned right earlier, the main disciple, the main trainee for which this teaching, the text, is intended for, are those who are seeking to achieve the exalted knower of aspects, those who are looking to achieve full enlightenment. Yeah. So, for the trainee who is looking for omniscience, what kind of attitude must he or she possess? The attitude that the main trainee of this text must possess is the generated mind, or what we call here the mind generation. Isn't it right? An uncontrived, mind seeking to achieve the state of full enlightenment, right?
What took you? That theater, Anishi, that puggy. So, top jets, that number 10 can be shitty, top of Chevala, that Chazata, Nibatilla Tiswater, that puggy carson, Dama Ninche, Anishi, that Namjin, top of Chela. Lam yams langkor, lam yams langbala damga thukku yare. Chazanta, tinde namje thobar chesudo damga thukku yare. Otoksinida.
So the main object of attainment of such a trainee is the exalted knower of aspects, to achieve omniscience, full enlightenment, isn't it, right? So such a trainee must, of course, then possess the special attitude, the thought of wanting to achieve full enlightenment, right? He must have the uncontrived generated mind or mind generation, right? So this person is looking for, aiming, what is his main object of attainment? Full enlightenment, omniscience, the exalted noble of aspects. Yeah? So in order to achieve this goal, he must cultivate the path that will lead him or her to the goal. Before he or she can cultivate the path, he, that person, the trainee, must receive instructions, right? Must listen to the instructions for doing so, in order to be able to do, to achieve his goal, omniscience, right? So as such, you have the topic of precepts or instructions, right? Minor precepts.
Oh, 독신해. 세상 다 뒤쪽으로 다 촐렁해, 다 촐렁해. 내가 무슨 시작이야래? 그거 다 보기 승기 아니 담아라 다 보기 담아 년치 아니 토성치에 쪼디다 이래. 촐렁해. 내가 무슨 독신이 시작한 거래? 어떻게?
So this primarily happens on the path of accumulation, right? After hearing the precepts or the instructions, then the trainee, the bodhisattva here, the trainee, listens to the teachings and reflect on the teachings. Yeah? So this is primarily on the minor path of or the path of accumulation. Yeah.
어떻게 다 담아 퇴시 아니 되게 미치듯이 두셔디 다 담다 담아 퇴 어디 도섬 쪽으로 치네다 냠서 랑치 디네다 다 숨바디 다 니중 주바 세디 돈을 줄람 숨겨라 독신에다 디다 아니 도섬 담아라 도섬 쪽으로 치네다 니시야라 다 줄람 토빈 구여래 다디 쪼쪼다 곰중 쪽으로 치네 줘야지 숨겨래
So through hearing and reflecting on the precepts, the instructions, minor precepts, right? On the path of accumulation, right? Then the bodhisattva achieves the path of preparation, which is called, or also called, the branches of definite discrimination, right? The branches of definite discrimination or the path of preparation is that which arises from meditation.
That don't that teacher la tire that curse that that. 다 디갑라 양치 다 대진 좀 했대나 신내리 신이 조조 시작갑라 다 갑디 졸람 다 졸람 대야 타르도나 댄사디 가왔던 벌써 다 대시 거기 졸람기 동시 주제 동반이라 댄대비 남샤시 숨겨래 딜레 트외제 또 나이다 대신 이렇게 남샤도 좀 맞수는 거야래
Then the fourth topic is the naturally abiding lineage, the basis of Mahayana achieving. Yeah. So here, the main discussion here is still in the context of the path of preparation, in that the path of preparation essentially is relies or is based on the suchness of the mind. Right? Okay? Then, with that being the case, then going slightly, you know, using the opportunity, then they then put in the discussion on the naturally abiding lineage.
어떠시니? 돈당이 다 뒤에까지다 가서 다 이렇게 남자 몽보지 깨보시니 지금 소유고요래. 다 조조 아니지 거기. 택진두바 댄사기 시디 택진두바 랑싱이 똥바텔라 댄데베 남샤시 지 숨체 바탄다 딘데 숨겨야래 다 딘데 텔라 댄베 택진 댄라시 내라 텔라 댄베 택진두바텔라 아니 미꽉 가리야래서 다 테도 텔라 댄베 두바텔라 미꽉 가리야래서나 미꽉 취어탐제 야래서 어떡시니다 숨겨야래
So in the fourth topic, then there is an extensive discussion on the lineage. Yeah. The lineage, isn't it? Or Buddha nature, simply speaking, right? And the naturally abiding lineage is the basis of the Mahayana achievings. Yeah. Okay? So you have the Mahayana achievings which comes about with the naturally abiding lineage as the basis. So with that as the basis, then what are the objects of observation of the minor achievings? So as such, then you have the fifth topic where there is a description of the observed objects or the objects of observation of the Mahayana achievings, right?
다톤다 냠냄색이 미꽉 가리어서 시발했는데 대신 두박이 냠냄색이 미꽉 가리어서 다시 바로왔다.
Basically, the observed objects of the minor achievings is another way of saying what is the object of observation of the practice.
어떠시니? 다 대수도 다 아니지 돈다이 틀에 다 개. 계획 초기 집에 남자기 초 진짜 염소 랑샤이 받아 미발신은 염소 랑샤 아니 지금 미예요 초 아니 군인이 무척이 초 진짜 아니 다 도시하루다 독신이 믹셰 도시하루다 독신이 진은 염소 랑에 어디 쓴 거야 돌도나 들에
So then of course when we talk about the observed objects of the minor achievings right what is the object of the that's focused on, that one is focused on, one pays attention to in the practice, yeah. There of course virtue, yeah. There is virtue, right? That which is to be cultivated, that which is to be adopted, right? Then of course you have then the non-virtue. What do you do in non-virtue? We abandon them, right? The non-virtue that is basically the class of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena. Examples are like, attachment, desire, these are things that are to be abandoned, isn't it?
어떡시니? 다디 다 제외초 냠술랑 아니 미제외초 아니 시다 토체 디 가르시도 다 가르시도 선 체도 좋았어요. 다 가르시도 지가 알았으나 단단히 다 산지 고방 체도 좋아 숨 쓰다 삼바침 뽕아침 똑바침 숨지 주비시도 다 제외초 냠술랑 미제외초나 뽕아침 딱 미소 어떻게 받아서 치도 잡았습니다. 가르치도 쓰나 딘데기 숨터비 치도 숨겨야 되려.
So what's the intent or the purpose behind focusing on virtue so as to adopt it, and what is the intent or the purpose behind focusing on the category of non-virtues with the purpose of, well, for the purpose of abandoning it, isn't it? So what's the point? What's the intent, the goal for abandoning non-virtue, cultivating virtue here in this case? The purpose or the intent is, simply speaking, to achieve full enlightenment. Yeah? But specifically, it's the intent is to achieve these three things. Yeah? The great heroic mind, great abandonment, and great realization.
Yeah?
So in order to achieve the great heroic mind, great abandonment, and great realization, in order to achieve these three greatnesses, which are the objects of intent, so these three greatnesses, right? Great heroic mind, great abandonment, great realizations, these are the three greatnesses. These are the objects of intent. Yeah? So in order to achieve these three greatnesses, the objects of intent, one must cultivate a path, one must practice, yeah, to achieve these three greatnesses. Yeah, without which these three greatnesses will not be achieved. So, what is it that will enable us to achieve these three greatnesses, which are the objects of intent? So we have to practice the four Mahayana achievings. Right? They are achieving through armor, achieving through engagement, achieving through the collections, and definitely issuing
achieving.
Roughly, what those four minor achievings are, right? There's no need to go through them, and there's no way we can do this in a lot of detail, right? All right, okay. But for now, you need to know that the exalted knower of all of aspects is illustrated by these 10 topics. You have to know what the 10 are, at least their names. Then now at least you have some rough idea why they are there, and you know, have a kind of a rough, you know, idea of the relationship between you know, those topics, right? Why you have mind generation as number one, and then, you know, precepts number two, and so on and so forth. That's what we can do now. For those of you who are really, really interested and who want to read in more detail, then perhaps for those people, we can distribute the root text of the 70 topics. But even then, the root text has the definitions of all the topics, all the 70 topics. It has the definition. Yeah. And then divisions as well. But that's about it. There's no explanation whatsoever. The root text has no explanation. It's just listing down their definitions and the divisions. Yeah. And even just by reading it, you will not understand.
Okay. Okay.
Well, because you're not going to understand it, even if you have the text. That's one of the reasons why we don't distribute the text. Yeah, yeah. But for those of you who are really interested, will read it, then perhaps arrangements could be made for those people. Yeah. But also another reason why we don't distribute the text is because there are people who get discouraged. Yeah, we can give the text, you know, but they look at the text, you know, then, you know, just by seeing what's in the text, then people get discouraged, and that's not very helpful, you know. So that's another reason why we haven't given out the text. Yeah.
Oh, 독서다 당보듯이 남겨 차와이. 남캐에서리다 세서 학교들 좋아이 어디를 되나 남캐에서리다 하모가나 어디 왔던 거래. 나 최근에 내일 보래 산자법이 주기 시작받을 남캐에서 왔다 레오종사 내일 보시다. 책디 되래 남캐에서 책디 산자법이 주기 시작받을 세계에서 시험 거래 다 되래 너도나.
So yes, for our purpose is just to know that you know that this word, right? Oh, exalted knower of aspects, namkien, you know, we say in development, very easy, namkien. Exalted knower of aspects, you know. Then there are these 10 topics, you know. So you know, at least now you have some rough idea, right? I mean, in a way it's, you know, if you look at it in a way it's quite easy, you know. Because exalted knower of aspect, you know. It just refers to Buddha's mind, Buddha's consciousness, simply speaking. Yeah, so at least if somebody asks, you're able to say, oh, you know, Namkin or exalted no aspects, you're able to say even the name. Because Buddha's the mind of a Buddha superior has a name, right? Everything has a name, right? So, I mean, at the very minimum, by coming to the class, you should must die, you must be able to say the word Namkin. Oh, what do you call that? Exalted know of aspects, yeah? And simply speaking, that's Buddha's superior's mind, lah. Simply speaking, right? Buddha's superior got mind, tio. That one is called Namkin.
Lama Kin. You know, Lama Kin? Namkin. Lama Kin.
Huh?
Lama Kin.
Sometimes Lama cannot. You're joking.
I'm going to go to the house.
Actually, in a way, it's very simple, right? Namkin, exalted no aspect. The Buddha's superior's mind, finish, that's it. I mean, it is that one. I mean, it is really that. And then, where does it exist? Who has it? Only Buddha's superior? I mean, we talk about the boundary only on Buddha's ground. I mean, what it means is, yeah, like only the Buddha's superiors have it, like, they're finished. You know? It is really that.
Oh, tindere. Okay? Very simple. Okay, finish.
I guess for some of you, it is a new word, right? When you see what, like, wow, you know, some like, wow, exalted novel of aspect, wow, it's like damn big deal, like that, you know. I mean, it's a new word, what to do, you know, you just have to learn it. But what does it mean? I mean, from now on, whenever you hear the word namgyen or exalted novel of aspect, immediately you should know, Buddha superior mind. Die, you must know this. Can, right? Can, ah? Okay. Deep there, ah?
Yeah.
Following on from this, exalted know of aspects, is it correct or wrong to classify it as, because you mentioned it's the mind, the Buddha superior, is it wrong to then classify it under, or say it is equivalent to Sangha jewel? I mean, pardon my ignorance, but I've always kind of had difficulty understanding this part. So, is it incorrect?
Sangha jewel?
Yeah, is it? So it's not correct. Okay.
This question cannot be there. Huh?
So it's not something that you could say, because when you explain Buddha jewel, Dharma jewel, Sangha jewel, it's not something then that belongs in that category. You can't say it like that. Is that correct? Anyway, I'm just trying to understand. Otherwise, some confusion.
Christian, you have to think when you say Sangha jewel, what do you mean?
No, because just mainly when you made the...
It doesn't make any connection there.
No, because mainly because you mentioned the mind of the Buddha superior.
So,
you know, oftentimes just generically we say, you know, the Buddha, the holy body, holy speech, and holy mind. So, anyway, if it's incorrect, but I'm just trying to understand that. Where does the exalted know of aspects belong? If you say it's the mind of a Buddha spirit.
Buddha's holy mind, of course, I already explained. It belongs to Buddha's holy mind.
So, it's not Buddha or Dharma or Sangha. It cannot be pigeonholed in that sense. Is that it? Do you know what I mean?
I don't understand.
Because if it's the mind, so then, I mean, you know, a knower, and I want to clarify, you see, it's because...
I think I make very clear, okay? I make very clear just now. Satsam sui gila yuares, kansa sui gila yuares, sanje pape gila yuares, sebu lapsara.
So the boundary. What's the boundary of the Namkin? Where does it exist? Only on Buddha ground. So, and then if you expand on that, only Buddha superiors have it, right? For Namkin, exalted noble aspects, only Buddha superiors have it, yeah? So if it exists only in Buddha superiors, that means it doesn't exist in those who are not Buddha superiors, yeah?
I thought it's quite clear. Huh? No? What did it say? Forget that.
Okay.
식든도 갖고 열쇠는 그 썸도 떼시 중부시는 연구에 기시물에 어디로
Yeah, so, I mean, of course there are many new terms, yeah? Yeah, I mean, there's the initial, the challenge of picking up the terms and then trying to get our heads around it and see what the hell it's trying to say. And, but as I said, you know, you just have to try, you know, so when I present the information, you try to understand what I'm trying to say with try to listen with attentively, so to speak.
我读起来，但知道的，知道我做，但是养这个研究，就是叫读起来，那什么，就当读的题材嘞，到做做，到那里，团队去的嘛，线路干了，做做不给，我们人就被录取一下，我们人就被录呢，到做做，他们做，他那个做一下的，做做到，那就是我们人就被录取的嘛，是呢，做到，提起来消息，提起奖品归下来，那这样，就那个的辛苦归下来。
And many of you here have you went through the tenets, the topic of tenets, right? Of the four Buddhist tenets, our presentation of the eight categories and seven topics is according to the Middle Way School, and within the Middle Way School specifically, it is the Yogacara Swatantrika. Middle Way Yogic Autonomy School. So you have to understand that, yeah, we are approaching, or this eight categories and 70 topics is explained from the position of that tenet, yeah.
哦，都是呢。他提高了，他基本上他做的嘞，变那他年度软件，安尼就特别轻，他强，他特别轻不是嘞？他提醒是呢，他就什么些东西用过药嘞？他提，就提嘞。他提哪能做？他变那听说开发商都讲了，安尼特别什么了？工匠没到什么药的是？安尼特别没到什么药的是？都是呢，这些结果啊，我提嘞。
So according to this tenet, right? If you look at their presentation of the three vehicles, the hearer's vehicle, solitary realizer's vehicle, and the great vehicle, according to this tenet, these three vehicles have different objects of abandonment, and different objects of meditation, isn't it?
어떻게니? 제가 다 년도에도 오셨잖아. 검주조 가려냈으나 다 감사기 다음에 참모스니다 돈다니 란제트비 제이도 동안티니 검주조로 치네. 다 아니지 란제트비 제이도 진바당 아니 대이다 서브 파시는 제가 독신다. 아니 먼저 조로 치니.
So according to this tenet, the main object of meditation of the hearers is the subtle selflessness of persons, and that being the emptiness of a self sufficient, substantially existent person, according to this tenet. And of course, then the main object of abandonment would be the apprehension of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person, together with its seeds.
어떻게니? 전에 마다 란제기 다 란제 세대 티레 다 공주 조선다 다 수든 수진 참은 제타되게 동화티 다 공주 조르치지 다 이 죽이 다음에 락바 차기 하래 다 죽이 다음에 락바
And so according to then this tenet, yeah, the Middle Way Yogi Autonomy School, the main object of abandonment or of the solitary realizers is the cause self of phenomena, which is an apprehension, apprehending, how do we say in English, apprehending subject and object as different substantial entities, I think. Right. So that's the main object of the abandonment, yeah. And the main object of meditation would be the emptiness of object and subject as different entities, right? So that is the main object of meditation. Oh, for the solitary realizers, yes.
어떠시네. 드네 마다 장심기 타바. 다 전주 삼은 남기. 다 공주 조디. 저 축이 담에 참어스니까 저듬지 덤베 동안스다. 아 대검자 조를 치세. 다디 방자 조라 된진다. 디서고 파샤는 참은 독신다. 방자 조시네 봉영에 어디다. 독신의 숨이어래. 검자 믿어왔음스다. 아니. 그래. 방자 믿어왔음. 어떤 데 있으시게도 와.
So of course the object of abandonment of, for the solitary realizers would be the apprehension of the subject and object as different entities together with their seeds, yeah, right? Then for the bodhisattva vehicle, also according to this tenet, for the main object of abandonment for the bodhisattva vehicle is the subtle self of phenomena, which is the apprehension of true existence together with its seeds. And the main object of meditation is the emptiness of true existence, yeah, which is the subtle selflessness of phenomena.
어떻게 어떻게
You have to know this well. What are the on the main object of abandonment and the main object of meditation for the hearers, solitary realizers, and the bodhisattvas? According to the Middle Way Yogic Autonomy School, yeah, you have to know this clearly because. Because the presentation of the 8 categories and 70 topics is a presentation based on the perspective of or the views of this tenet, yeah. So if you don't get this clear later on, as we proceed and more with the definitions, then you start, you know, then confusion might set in,
yeah. 가서 다치단티 둔다다다만 지금 치사래 어떠신다 든들한지 두시네 한 됐어 다치소
Anyway, we covered these points already in tenets. Yeah, so this is just a reminder. You know, just kind of to refresh your memory.
어떠신데? 드네 마다 니바디 람시 쓰니다. 두신다. 돈다 람시에서도 가래다 챙이다 가래. 돈이 무슨 돈 시야를 쓴데 왜 란균데이 가서 돈이 무슨 돈 시야를 쓴데 대체 법이야. 먼저 람시에 챙이 있으니까. 봐.
Okay. Now let's look at the definition of the knower of paths again. So the definition of a knower of path is a Mahayana superior's clear realizer conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness in the continuum of the person who possesses it.
어떻게 다 가와요라서 유사 가와요라서나 다 대중 털럼네 아니 산지의 세 파티라 다 람시에세디 디네티 바랄라 유고래 다 디멘제 유고요
What is its boundary? Where does it exist? So the knower of path exists from the Mahayana path of seeing up to Buddha ground, it doesn't exist prior to the Mahayana path of seeing.
단도 틀렸다 틀려봐 고대로 지나다 틀렸다 람시 세디 가래시 쓰기 어려서 들었더나 틀렸다 대침법의 주기 다 람시라 다 람시에서 대침법의 주기 람강가 다 람시에 차주거래 람시에서 대침법의 주기 람스나 지부지장 차시다 고대부시나 틀렸다
So what is a knower path? Simply speaking, it is a path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior. Simply speaking, a knower path is a path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior. Right? As long as it is a path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, that is a knower of path.
A
knower of path, a knower of path, and a path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, these two are 둔직, mutually exclusive. No, inclusive, I'm saying. Or at least you woke up. Okay, so at least you got it right. Visually inclusive.
다래도 다 조진 때래도 다 남시 쓴 책들 가래질 쓰잖아. 아 박배주기 남시라. 다 대세 박배주기 남시라 남시에 쓰다. 눈대우시나 때래다.
Yeah, so you know, that's you know, so yeah, if you want to know what a knower path is, you know, simply you know, right? So in a simple way, that's you just. For now, you just remember any path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, that is a lamshe or path, no paths. Yeah.
Oh, that is mental laptop. Lamshe is not caressing, dilla lacrescent. Sick to toin, lamshe says, sick to toin, dilla lacrescent, that top shop is that, matto was in your.
So at the very least, you know, you must be able to say this, yeah. So, you know, if you ask, you know, what is a knower path? You must say, you know, be able to say decisively, you know, at least say, you know, that it is a path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior. Okay?
Deje papasana karesere, deje sojasana karesere, ani tolamne karesine papasare, tatinzonezo, tasalaminezo mambo y shingurwa, rawa. Tati, sosogitan, tezo, lamna getutan tezumina, ya, kuna, ya, kanga tom deshire, tezantati, tsarsila kangati, shambaji soto, a kapore, tangamangama majevasin, doba kishimre.
But if we, you know, if you want to go, you know, a little bit in more into detail, there are many other things that you must already know, yeah. Without which, there's no way to study. That's why there's no way to really progress in your learning to know more stuff and to understand more stuff, because like you know, like an understanding of the knower paths, especially its boundaries here, hinges on, especially the understanding of the boundary hinges on. Your a prior study and an understanding of the five paths and ten grounds, isn't it? Otherwise, you know, you may not even know what on earth is a Mahayana superior. Then, if there's a Mahayana superior, is there a Mahayana ordinary being or not? And then, if it says here, oh, it exists from the path, Mahayana path of seeing. Then you will also be wondering, what is a path of seeing, isn't it? Right. So that's why when we study these things, yeah, like philosophy, you know, you must not forget the stuff that was covered earlier. Yeah. Must not forget again. Huh?
어떻게 제자다 천연시도 갈라 되겠다 파파아세디 택전 파파아세디 만달라 또 무슨 통화시 고기야 또 무슨 또 만영에기 또 만영에기 대체 파파아세디 윤기야 말해 맞다 가던 시간 나셔야 됐다 버기다 피제 피제다 갈소를 졸람 등기 내가면 피제 피제다 또 이 또 거야 도시 자택이 어려 제자다 대중의 토론 토론도 가라 또 이 무슨 토론에 겹기 하래
So the definition starts with a Mahayana superior. There isn't a Mahayana superior who hasn't realized emptiness directly. Right, isn't it? And if you remember our discussion on the paths and grounds, the Mahayana paths and grounds, so. Well, it looks like once the Bodhisattva is on the middling path of accumulation, that Bodhisattva would have realized emptiness by then. Right? But when does that Bodhisattva realize emptiness directly? Only when? When? In terms of the path, it is the path of seeing, isn't it? Right? In terms of the path.
어떠시네. 다 지금 때려. 다 뜻이 잡잖아. 쉬고도다. 근데 인산티래. 다 돈이 무슨 똑바지 둘러지 길어지 비 잡고요. 대신 파파서 돈이 물로 길어지 비 잡고요. 대단 대주기 남 탐지. 다 간대 시켜봐 있나래. 다 정주 숨지 고마이 나래. 닝지지 고마이 나래. 샴바지 고마이 나래. 다 돈이 또 물로이 말씀에 또는 냠내 체시 매바래. 냠버도 돈이 또 물로 신지 냠내 치고와 시다 시켜요.
So a Mahayana superior is somebody who necessarily has realized emptiness directly. Necessarily so, yeah. And in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, whatever practice that exists in that Mahayana superior's mind, whether it's a meditation on compassion, bodhicitta, what have you, there is not a single practice in the Mahayana superior's mind that is not conjoined with the practice of wisdom. There is not any practice in his or her mind that is not conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness. Yeah.
어떠시니? 제다다 또니 무슨 따드래? 또니 무슨 시력 심바 세대다 딘데 고국이야 제산다 냐버도다 대체 밥에 주기 캠바지 인사든 걸로 또니 무슨 돌로 심바지 국이야 어떻습니다 고할래식 들에
So from the definition, what you have to understand is that if it is an exalted knower in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, it is necessarily conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness. If it is an exalted knower in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, whatever exalted knower in question, right? It is that exalted knower is necessarily conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness,
yeah. 다 장사 파베 지금 로강가 돈이 무슨 또 별로 있으면 캡그래 봤어. 좋아지 당나야 삼로지 당고도.
Well, having said that, if somebody asks, you know, if it is a mind in the continuum of a bodhisattva superior, does it necessarily realize emptiness directly or not?
맞아. 돈이 무슨 또 별로 있으면 캡그래 말했어. 또 봤어.
Or if you say if the mind is that mind. If it is a mind in the continuum of a bodhisattva superior, is that mind necessarily conjoined with the wisdom realizing emptiness or not? Directly realizing emptiness or not?
Yeah.
Necessarily conjoined.
You must, what I said first sentence, and now what I'm asking is different. You must understand what I said before. What I'm asking question is not the same.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. That good word. That teacher probably you he low enough. That don't you want to be single recommend.
If it is a mind in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, if it is a mind in the continuum of Mahayana superior, is it necessarily conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness? Is it? Huh?
Yeah, you think.
Look, look at the definition.
Huh? Yes? No? I've just said yes. Huh? He's better than when they come to class. No, you have to think. Let it think. Yeah. Then, if I say something, then you have idea. If you don't think, then no point.
Don't.
It's necessary.
If you say it is necessarily conjoined, right? Then I mean game finish, yeah. Over, yeah. I mean because but if you say no, it's not necessarily conjoined, you must be able to point to at least an example. Otherwise you cannot say no, yeah.
Hapshin say yes. So anybody say no? Or everybody follow Hapshin? You say no. Okay. But you must think about the example. Okay? Yeah. Anybody say no? This side say yes. This side say no. Huh? Huh? You say no. Yeah. Yeah, Venerable Sutim, give example. Just give example, okay? This is like that.
The wisdom directly realizing emptiness itself.
That did it. The Masimaina Patanate. That lapse my best. What did you about that?
Okay.
Takes in public, you don't need most of the topic of the lapse my best. The part you are done. Everybody must listen what she said, what I'm saying back. Okay? Must?
No, yeah. So there is a mind that is not conjoined with, there is a mind in the continuum of a minor superior that is not conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness, yeah? And the example cited is the wisdom directly realizing emptiness itself in the continuum of that superior, right? Correct? You follow or not? I mean, the argument is, can something conjoin with itself or not, basically? So you accept the example, yeah? You accept the example, right? You accept the example or not? You accept the example, yeah? Can we move on?
Agree with the example or no? You must work together. Huh?
Can something conjoin with itself? I mean, that's the point. You accept the example or not? If you cannot accept the example, we cannot move on. Because you will not understand the question that's coming next.
This is the text of Pabaji, Tong Mani Musum, the Lord, the Lamshe, Maravas, that you are dealing with.
So, anyway, the question is this, yeah. Isn't the wisdom directly realizing emptiness in the continuum of mind and superior a knower of half? Isn't it a knower of half? Isn't it a knower of half? Yes or no? Yes. If we say yes, then what is the consequence? Huh?
Huh? No, no, you must walk together. Your brain must walk together. Yeah. So what are you going to say?
If you say it's a knower path, right? If it's a knower path, you have to accept the definition, right? And then? Then you know what's the problem?
So, I mean, just the idea like that. That chapu ke dowa ta. Teje babi ki lo yin na, to ni ngos tu mi shara ke simbe chapu ke dowa sa ta.
Yeah, if it is a mind in the continuum of a mind and superior, it's necessarily conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness, isn't it? Right. So the wisdom directly realizing emptiness in the continuum of the mind and superior is conjoined with itself. Yeah. So, except not, if it is a mind in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, it is necessarily conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness. Except not? Bopian, right? I mean, according to the constitution, here. Yeah.
Yes? Huh?
Wow! Oh, that's what the definition says.
Definition say many things, not only that.
There are bodhisattva superiors who have desire. Yeah? Correct? Is it a knower path? Is it a knower path? Is it a knower path? Is it a knower path?
Not that. He? The new Muslim to the symbol of the Sotir, that then to what entity have you done? Chance of public, you to Shadi, the new Muslim to the symbol of the Sotir. I'm sorry, not I'm asking, have you back there?
So the desire in the continuum of a bodhisattva superior is conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness or not?
Dosha de tonyu musun to lus that simbetuan kadir.
So if you say yes, what is the meaning of conjoined here? When we say that the desire in the continuum of a bodhisattva superior is conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness, yeah. So how is that desire conjoined with the wisdom directly realizing emptiness, yeah? It's a happy union or you might need to a referendum.
Ooh, I think we're going to take this class forever, huh?
You are not a bodhisattva with desire. Yeah, you're not a bodhisattva, maybe you're not.
What? You say what? Bodhisattva what?
Shit. So in short, a knower path for our purpose. Please, you should keep this in mind, right? A knower path is a path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior. As long as it is a path, you know, in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, it is a knower path. So, for example, the wisdom realizing selflessness of persons in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, it is a knower path. The great compassion in the continuum of a Mahayana superior is a knower path. The mind generation in the continuum of a Mahayana superior is a knower path. If somebody asks you, the compassion, great compassion in the Buddhist continuum, Buddhist superior's continuum, is a knower path or not? Immediately, you should be able to say already. No need to think. Yes or no?
Okay. Yes?
Why? Why is the great compassion in the continuum of a bodhisattva, of a Buddha superior, a knower path? Why? Why?
Quick, you are able to say it. This is very simple.
You don't have to give complicated example. Just that one sentence is not really. If, because it is a...
Why it is not a path? Question is that. Teaching Sanjay Pabuji, Ninja Chimbote, Lamshe Revesna, Resgro. Imagine that Kadesan.
So, is the great compassion in the continuum of a Buddha superior a knower path? Yes, right. Why?
Let me give some simple answer.
Yeah.
Because? Give me simple answer.
Because it is no, can you give something simpler than that? What? You cannot use the boundary, right? You cannot use that as a... You have to...
당당히 되래. 따고 대신 파베주기. 대신 파베주기 남으로 와서 다시 세티권을 지기도 또 등등을 들어.
The answer is, you just have to give the simple answer. Because it is a path in the continuum of a Mahayana superior. Isn't it?
딱 건석하네요.
I
don't know. We're going to stuck here forever. I don't know. What do you that? Do you that? Tendere, what do you that? Tinema? That Captain Bucolon, Namjang, that Tuxinita, Captain Botuxinta. What did you Captain Bucolon, Namjang, that Tishi, what do you that? Give you, man.
Yeah, So there are the 10 topics that illustrate the exalted knower aspects, and you know there's a lot of detail, right? So next, then you have the knower of paths, yeah. Okay.
어떻게네? 다 디시도 갈라 쓰지래. 다 그래서래. 다 추지네. 다 즉거랑지래. 람 시아바. 다 람 용족 시아바 세시다지래. 그러와. 람시 수도 람 용수족 시아바 세디다. 대지의 람. 아마 년도의 람. 란제의 람. 대지의 람 용수족 시아바 세디. 곧 람 시아바. 람 용수족 시아바 세시다.
So a knower of path is a knower that knows all the paths completely. All the paths means the hearer's path, the solitary realizer's path, and the minor path. So a knower of path is a knower that knows all the paths completely.
어떻게 So
it is a knower of the three paths, and it knows it fully, completely.
这样个这样个这些这些，那么些是关于的跨栏个些，对吗？对呀，当时恰嘛就是也对嘛的，跨栏个些都是那么的。This
is just so what I've just said, a knower of paths is the knower of path is the knower of all three paths completely. This is just an explanation of the etymology. It's not the basis for it doesn't imply any certain limits of pervasion. It doesn't imply that. It is just an etymology. You know what etymology is, right?
Oh, 독신이. 다 심지에 있잖아. 남시 최고에도 굉장히 가르쳤으나, 다 남긴세 다 된다고하니 지금 출 가르쳤네. 근데 남긴 다 갑당 보시기 다 남긴들에, 다 근데 남긴디 토발라, 다 태보숨지 남 용수 줘봐. 아니 냠수 냄배 남시지 뭐라 공국이야 됐어. 태보숨지 남 용수 줘봐 남시지 망고 봐. 남긴세 자원이나 톱두고 말했어. 재산다 대신에 다 남시 용해 균세들.
Why is chapter 2 of the ornament of clear realizations an explanation of the knower of paths? Why does it come after the exalted knower of aspects? Because in order to attain the exalted knower of aspects, one must meditate, right, on the knower of paths completely, without which you cannot achieve the exalted knower of aspects.
어떠시네? 제단다 남겐 세디다 돈다니 들에 나 추어덤지 무슨도 타지면 이시 세 남겐디 다 남겐이 추어덤지 무슨도 통구여래 대로다 저도면 무슨 뜻이야? 남캔디 다 동반이 찍고 겁내 턱을 했으나 내가 톱톱이야 말했어. 내려고 튼 찍고 겁내 아니 저걸 했으나 내 저기요 대성게 뛰기야 말해 어때?
An exalted knower of aspects is essentially a final wisdom that realizes all phenomena directly. Essentially, that's what exalted knower of aspects is. A final wisdom. That means the perfect, the final, the highest level, right? Tatuba, the final wisdom that realizes all phenomena directly. So, what the knower of path in a way is saying is that in order to achieve this final wisdom that sees all phenomena directly, a meditation, cultivating a path that meditates on emptiness alone is not sufficient to achieve or to attain the exalted knower of aspects.
어떠하나시 아니지다 양도치지 아니지 양도 남바 타와시데 안 접수 송서 대상기 아니지야 거기 남기에서 톱톱거려서나 되게 톱톱 말했어.
And just by the practice of going for refuge to the three jewels, can one achieve the exalted noble of aspects? No. That practice alone will not enable anybody to achieve the exalted noble of aspects. The practice of refuge alone.
어떻게 나 다가나시 아니지 코알라 이중계시 다 이중계시 다 뒤집어 검제 나 남자 톱톱으로서나 대야 톱톱이요.
Just the mere meditation or the cultivation of renunciation will not enable us to achieve the exalted noble aspects.
나 돈다니 못해. 나 딘데기다. 나 돈다니 태도 취했던 좀 무슨 다짐 이시 세디 토발라 아니 탁보스미들람 용수 줘보지 아니 냠슬냠바지 매나 안 톱톱이야 말했어. 나 탁보스미다 니도 완전 안 태지람 강가 아니 용수 냠슬 랭겐지기 곰옌지기 신한 남자 톱과실에서 근데 남시에 먹고 막 남자 톱에 싸워니 야 말했어. 나 독신다 단단히 못해.
So point is without actualizing or cultivating the noble paths, there's no way one can achieve the exalted noble aspects. So if we do not engage in the complete practice of the three paths, the hearer's path, solitary realizer's path, and the minor path, there's no way to achieve the exalted noble of aspects.
대신다 따티 대신다 가서래 따돈다 가서래 돈다 되게 따돈다 영부터래 끝났다 대신 파괴 인도의 람 공구여래 란제의 람 공구여래 대신의 람 공구여래 어찌 숨구여래 그럼 대신 파괴 인도의 람 망고만 말해 따 그래 아니 란제의 람 망고만 말해 아 돈다 영부 니가 어찌 숨거래 따 대신 파괴 인도 란제의 람 등자 공구여래
Right, so from this you can see that a Mahayana superior meditates on the hearer's path. A Mahayana superior meditates on the solitary realizer's path. It's not that the Mahayana superiors do not meditate on the hearer's path. It is not that the Mahayana superior does not meditate on the solitary realizer's path.
독신이 다 된줄라 다 가서라 보기. 가르쳤다. 딴 년도에 람, 란제기 람, 스드시기야. 그 멤버도 숨지야. 돌자 자원이네. 이게 말이야. 어다 대제 파바 튼조야. 다 동반 영어 숨 투구할 때 있는 다듬었다. 년도에 람 공부해야래. 란제기 람 공부해야래.
So it's not that the hearer's path and the solitary realizer's path are objects to be discarded because they are lower paths. Not that it's not that they are something to be discarded. No, because a Mahayana superior, although a Mahayana superior has already realized emptiness directly, but nevertheless, they still cultivate the hearer's path and the solitary realizer's path.
어떻게 제자한테 바 섬도지 당부했나 티래 변했다. 인도가 랍 가르치는 공부고요. 란제람 가르치는 공부고요. 쓰다 되네. 다 라버도 산게시. 다 두제리제 숨기트. 지구고요. 두제리제 숨나 최주고로 꼴고고요. 어 딘데지 용알라. 다 전주스면 내갑네. 다 인도가 랍 공부해. 란제가 랍 공부해. 다 내가 직접 시작이요.
So why does a Mahayana superior, why does he need to meditate on the hearer's path and the solitary realizer's path? Because what do Buddha superiors do? When one achieves enlightenment, Buddha superiors work to accomplish the welfare of the trainees of the persons of the three lineages, the hearers, solitary realizer, and the Mahayana lineage, right? Right. So in order to work for the welfare of the trainees of these three lineages, the Buddha Superior has to turn the wheel of Dharma of the three lineages for the persons of the three lineages. So as such, in order for him to be able to do that, while on the path, the Bodhisattva Superior has to meditate and cultivate the hearer's path and the solitary realizer's path. And even as bodhisattvas, of course we're talking about the bodhisattva superiors, right? They work for benefit of us sentient beings, right? Bodhisattva superiors work for benefit of sentient beings, right? You don't have to wait until enlightenment, right? Bodhisattva superiors work for benefit of sentient beings, which means they also work for the benefit and welfare of the hearers and the solitary realizers. In order to work for them, they have to show them the path, the hearer's path and the solitary realizer's path. And you can only show the path after you have cultivated it. So the Bodhisattva superiors will not be able to teach the hearers and solitary realizers if they don't have prior experience, their own experience, experience of the hearer's path and the solitary realizer's path. So as such, you know, for these reasons, yeah, we have to cultivate the knower of paths. There are 11 topics that illustrate the knower of paths. And the first of the 11 is limbs of knower of paths. One can understand the limbs of knower of paths in terms of the cause of knower of paths. One can understand the limbs of knower of paths in terms of the entity of a knower of path. One can understand the limb of knower of paths to be the result of a knower of paths. One can understand the limbs of knower of paths from perspective of all three together. You have the cause, yeah, basically the cause, either the cause, entity, or result of a knower of paths.
Mm. lula rangshinga woshi yungu yore. Inay ta chumdende woyebi matanda nambami woyebi jengi ngajal chumbu shu dendeyashi. O tindeyashi ngajal di tambu machabay na ta lamshi getungu yore. Chetan chumdende maa pheche ta chumdende gita woyedigi lanamki wotiba nushungdu cheche ta lanamki ngajal shivar cheya tongata tindeyi namshaji ta doyakamya shungu yore atire.
So in order to generate the knower paths, one must be free from the obstacles, to the generation of the knower paths. Yeah. And one of the obstacles is pride. Yeah. So it is said that the gods of the desire realm and the form realms, because of experiencing the ripening effects of the past karma, they are natural emitters of light. I put it bluntly. I mean, they said that their bodies emit light, right? And they are quite howling about it. Stuck up, and it's like, So the Buddha has to outshine them. So the Buddhas have to, to work for these, gods in the desire realm, in the form realm. So the Buddha has to, turn on his light as well, and basically outshine them, So the Buddhas display, they put on this light display, and completely outshines these gods, And of course, when the gods are outshined, then they're humbled, isn't it? Right? They're humbled, and then they then generate faith in Buddha, and then that makes them a suitable receptacle, for generating so they develop faith in the Buddha and then it makes them a suitable basis for the arising of mind generation of bodhicitta in their minds. So this manifest pride is a manifest obstacle, for generating, developing the mind generation and the knower paths in the continuum, So the first thing is one must be free from that freedom from that manifest pride. There's a manifest obstacle, and then that makes the individual a suitable basis for mind generation to arise and for the knower paths to be cultivated. Possessing the freedom from manifest pride alone will not make the knower paths arise in that person's mind. And a very important condition is the mind generation. In order for the knower powers to arise, eventually, right, that individual, not only must he be free of manifest pride, but that individual must generate bodhicitta, basically. We must develop the mind generation.
Okay? Yeah.
So the person who can develop, you know, the knower paths in his or her mind must obviously be a person who has mind generation, right?
Those
individuals who possess mind generation are the actual basis. The actual basis means the people who can actually make it, who can actually develop the knower path, right? The people who actually can develop the knower path are the people who possess mind generation. Right? You must possess mind generation. So the basis, so the actual basis for cultivating the knower path must be a person who possess mind generation. Right? Well, having said this, then some people might then wonder, you know, might say, oh, you mean only bodhisattvas can develop knower path? Eh? So then the answer is that ultimately, actually, all sentient beings can develop the knower path because the lineage pervades all sentient beings. All sentient beings possess the lineage. You know the lineage? Buddha nature, like we say, simply speaking. Yeah.
Oh, Tokshini, that take up la, that Chidabe, Kasore Pogi. Take Kasan Shivana Shire, that do it now, that diamond ring for it, that Kasore. That Tatu tap of Sum Yore, say, that Doman Buying for it. Tatu tap of Chickre, say, Doman Buying Yore. Chazan, that take up la, Kasore Yang, Simsit Tamjit, Lamshe, Kirum Mares, Tatu tap of Sum to Dubai, Kirum Marawa. Taking up to Buying Yore.
Here there is a discussion of whether there are three final vehicles or there's just one final vehicle. There are sutras that state that there are three final vehicles. There are also sutras that basically say there is just one final vehicle. Right? So, and you can see this in the different tenets, yeah, what they assert, isn't it, right? So, of course, if you take the position that there are three final vehicles, if you take the position that there are three final vehicles, what you are also saying is that not all sentient beings can generate the knower paths, isn't it? If there are three final vehicles, if you take that position, you are basically also saying that not every sentient being can generate the knower path. Tio, right? If there are three final vehicles, yeah?
Otoxine, Jazanti, Tatunda Tire, Karsanata, Tanata Taposum, Tatu Taposum, Dova, Natire, Tatu Niki, Natireta, Tote Contet, Rich, Zulzin, Dumambutua, Sanji, Dumambuyare. Then a hammer to Yangale, Dain, Dogala, Tonta Tire, Churchine, Simjan Susso Tambone.
Okay.
청주 가래 인도의 청주 규룡 그 삼매승 사번대 당분에 전답 없이 예대바시레스 아란자란 예바 대실은 예바스 균제 디데 꿰베 토네 다 답도 대바 찍레스 아니 디데 예베 강사지 상매도 냥알 학제체 아니 상매도 냥알 디엔도 가나 아니 곧 답도 없이 다가라 모두 딜을 하고 돼야메시다 디데 남시지 숨고도 봐
So there are sutras here that talk about there being three final vehicles, like the sutra unraveling the torch. Yeah. So these sutras say that right from the beginning, if there is a beginning, but you know what it means, right, it has always been the case that in each and every sentient being's continuum, there is this uncontaminated seed that determines their highest potential, so to speak, you know, in simple English. That means that it's kind of predetermined already that in each sentient being, whether they can become a hero, whether they can achieve a hero's enlightenment, solitary realizes enlightenment, or full enlightenment, it's kind of determined already. It's kind of determined already. So as such, there are three final vehicles. Right? So based on this assertion, so once, let's say, a person who's of the hero's lineage achieves the nirvana without remainder of the hero's of a hero, right? He will. That's it. He is forever and ever like that. He will never become anything else. He will always remain a hero's arhat. For example, you know that means you cannot become a Buddha, you know. So as such, you know, there. Are, so this view says there are three final vehicles, it is also said that there are sentient beings that are hopeless. Nothing you can do with them. They will, no matter what you do, they will cannot achieve enlightenment. There's no way they can achieve enlightenment. This is just a view. Yeah, hello, relax. It's a school.
Oh, 독신이. 다 딜라 다 거 걸소래. 다 보기 다. 근데 숨어래. 다 보기 걸소다. 다 택바 찍도 주마다. 아니 찍다. 디 뒤에 섬으로 땅 봐야 하나? 야, 농다리 빼고네. 다 농망부이 뭐래. 농직부. 다고 다르죠요 말해 농니가로 공도예요 여러분 티그다 타죠 연구요 제가 다 당도다 니등 뜻으니 아니 잡아 제시하고 거야 제시하고 시작이요 그래
So yes, you have sutras. You will find sutras that makes statements about there being three final vehicles. But you will also find sutras that say clearly that there is just one final vehicle. Both are sutras. So who are you going to believe? So you can't say, oh, because a sutra said so, right? You cannot decide on the issue just because a sutra said so. Because now you will find sutras, different sutras saying completely different things. So how do you decide? So therefore, it is very important to know how to distinguish between sutras of interpretive meaning and sutras of definitive meaning. We must know how to differentiate. Please keep in mind that it was the same person, the Buddha, who said these different things. Yeah. Yeah, the Buddha said, yeah. In the Sutra Unraveling the Thought, he would say, oh, yeah, there are three final vehicles. And then in another occasion, for example, in the King of the Samadhi or the King of Concentration Sutra, Buddha said, oh, there's one final vehicle. Yeah, so the Buddha sometimes says, yes, there's one final vehicle. At other times, he said, no, there are three final vehicles. No. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 제자다. 아니 다들 대박 찍신 돈다 티래. 다 가장 먼저 다 가르쳐 보기. 다 가르쳐 왔다. 나 담주 빼막가 보다. 대대 땡인지 땡인지 잡아 떠던 뒤로 나와. 다들 대박 찍도 두 발했어. 다들 태포 숨도 들고 때문에 더딘지 아니 당대 공부를 했어. 어떠시니? 송제 다 다들 태포 찍었으니 다들 나 집에 두비마 어딘데래?
Yeah, but in the King of Concentration Sutras, Sutra, for example, Buddha said there's one final vehicle. Yeah, but you can only settle the issue basically ultimately by relying on reasoning. You have to rely on reasoning.
어떠시니? 자다다 조조 때문에 당조 직대비 갑기 다 다지기 남샤디라 삼로다야래 아니 간스나 심지 탐지 디바디 심지로 쉬고요 말했어. 로보아레스 심기 정신을 쉬고 말해 자동으로 로보아레스 어떤다 심기 정신을 쉬고 뒤맞이 말해 지금 로보아레스는 뒤 섬노직 들라 리보직
Well, that's why we have that's why we learn about the Tathagata essence. We learn about lineage, isn't it? In establishing at the end of the day that there's just one final vehicle, that means everybody can become Buddha. And mainly the argument is that, yes, we have all kinds of obscurations and defilements, but these obscurations and defilements have never abided or resided in the nature of our minds. Yes, defilements, obscurations are there, but they are adventitious. They can be separated from the mind.
어떠시니? 안 다가나시 다 윤전직 티세 다 윤전직 틴데기 아니 디바디 뽕에 탑던얘기 산재기 잡아디 가두이나 돌기요 말해 산재기 잡아 미토 아래서 누샤라 틴데 변하다 다 디바테다 뽕에 탑던얘기 산재기 잡아디 가두이나 돌기요 말해서 다 잡아 손득 유미시도 죽대야지
And the Buddha that The Buddha is unceasingly working to help all sentient beings achieve this. Achieve what? To help all sentient beings to be free from these adventitious defilements. Yeah, the Buddhas are constantly working for us sentient beings uninterruptedly or unceasingly, and they do it spontaneously, without effort.
다시 뜻이 가르쳤다. 신대 배멜롱기 주봤어. 나도 나를 틀레 유미시도 주봤어. 나 들어왔다.
Yeah, so the Buddhas work for us sentient beings, you know, without effort, spontaneously and uninterruptedly, 24/7.
어떤 데서네? 나도 나 조조 틀레 곧 심지랑 실을 팀을 마시고 던지기 탑 아니 독도 몇 번씩 해야 되겠지. 유미시와 독도 몇 번씩 근데 인자 다 타도의 대박 찍으랬어 어떻습니다 탐지산 계롱을 어떻습니다 근데 얘기 돈이다 다리 뭐 근데 얘기 돈은 주변이 사바자야지 어떻게
So that's how we kind of we use reasoning to prove or to establish that all sentient beings can be enlightened because the defilements are adventitious and there are methods to overcome these defilements.
어때? 다 탑도 태고 다 돈다 태래. 탑도 태고 숨도 숨바디 가래래. 나 돈다 신도 갈라 태래. 다 선제라. 다 마바 미다워스. 마바 미다워스 숨용해. 카 진대래. 다 감다 마바 미다워스 숨용해. 균생기 내가 태당 티. 다 청주 태라파 집을 제일 치도. 다 탑도 태고 숨 여바래 라바래 마도. 탑도는 탑 집부터 여말했어. 탑도나 모범이라고 숨디 내가 대단 뒤창주를 집어치위 치도 탑도의 탑을 숨이 아래서 라바레스 왔다.
So then, what's the purpose of the behind the Buddha's teaching that there are three final vehicles? The reason is because sentient beings pattern 진죄. That's the main reason. Sentient beings are of a diverse group. The dispositions, the capacity, the interests, you know, it's the inclinations are so varied and different, you know. So, in order to place them in the different jangchups or the enlightenments for the time being, that's why the Buddha taught that there are three final vehicles. But actually, his real intent, yeah, his real position, or the what the reality is that there's just one final vehicle, and that all sentient beings can become Buddha lah. Just for the time being, you know, for the time being, in order to help some, to cause some people to become at least a hearer's arhat first, or solitary's realizer's arhat, you know. Yeah.
I don't know. That can sort of okay. That bet in this and a song to what that. Doing a lion, good, the Umachuka, the Captain, the Nala, Benna, Tibet, Tabla, Cheva, said the Benata, Benna, Tsumba, Tsumba, Mambuji, Tibet, Tabla, Cheva, Tsumba, Mambuji, Son Nala, Paguru, but Chiva Chisha, that Tangshu, Cheva Kabla, and the Link Jusha, Link Jusha, that Pagadirata, that Pagin, Mazutosa, Pagadirata, Lapche, Tibotu Chi, that Tinet, Tela, Yesu Capche, Tatum.
So the sutra gives this example of a skillful captain of a ship, like what Hapchen used to do, right? So, you know, this the skillful captain, you know, is leading this bunch of to a destination, you know, far away place. You know, you take a hell of a long time to reach that place, right? So, you know, of course, in the process, you know, people get bored, they get tired, you know. So, you know, so the skillful captain then miraculously conjures up an island, you know, and then says, "Oh, there we are." So in order to, you know, just let some of those people take a rest, so that then they can then continue on, you know, later, you know, in the journey, you know, later on, you know, then they're telling, "Hey, I call you, that concept, you know, yeah.
Ina tadong pagita nubun yasag ling di tarto ba ti levyo mare. Oh tadong tine sine ta tabla chapa ti niso chapa tine layang ta nubu.
Yeah, so for the time being, the skillful captain leads his flock to this temporary island, you know. But that's not the final destination, right? So after the passengers have a rest, you know, then the skillful captain will then say, "Hey, hello. This is not the final destination, you know. So likewise, there are always people who are not ready to enter the minor path at any one time, at a specific time, right? So for the time being, so they are guided into the hearers or solitary realizers path for the time being, yeah. Yeah, but ultimately, all sentient beings need to be enlightened, and all sentient beings can be enlightened. Yeah. So that's why the reality is that there's one final vehicle, not three. Yeah.
Okay, I think our time is running. Oh yeah, this is
okay. Okie dokie.